Sitting here with me at Rodney Bay, at Pigeon Point, Pigeon National Park, at St. Lucia. What is it? Is it Pigeon?
Okay, the official name is Pigeon Island, actually, because this used to be an island.
That's why I'm confused. It's called Pigeon Island. I'm like, we're not on an island.
Yes, and that's because, actually, there's the nostalgia of the island. It has a fort on it, which is Fort Rodney, because Rodney was one of the admirals fighting the French on behalf of the colonial history of these islands. And so a causeway was built as a sort of a tourism, you know, the idea of increasing space for tourism development. And so it's still, the official name is still Pigeon Island, yes.
So we're sitting here at Pigeon Island on St. Lucia for the annual Soleil St. Lucia Summer Festival. We're speaking with the artistic director of the festival, Yves Renard, who's going to take us on a tour exploring Caribbean jazz historical recordings and some of the bands featured. What does jazz mean to St. Lucia, but also the Caribbean at large as you see it?
I think there are two meanings, or the two. One is that there has been, I would call, an indigenous Caribbean jazz for a long time. Some people call it Creole jazz, or, you know, but jazz that is infused with Caribbean rhythms. And then there is another meaning to the word jazz, which you should probably pronounce jazz, which is that the festival over the years grew and actually had a lot of community events and free events. And so the population got very involved. So when a St. Lucian tells you or told you I'm going to jazz, it means I'm going to a festive event organized as part of the jazz festival, where if I have a nice dress or a nice shirt, it might be a good idea to wear it. Yeah.
And so how many rhythms by your count, or traditions or strains of Afro-Caribbean beats do you know of that exist just in this area?
I wouldn't be able to tell. What I know is that in terms of the traditional music, the folk music here, there's so many already. But I know that jazz musicians have worked with those. And actually, it's interesting because, and we can talk about this later, but some of the US and European jazz musicians are, and maybe actually increasingly attracted to Caribbean traditions and to make the kind of link that someone like Randy Weston did with Northern Africa, for example, and you know, David Murray has been doing it with Guadeloupean traditional guoka drummers. So there is a blend that's sort of increasing now.
Well, let's listen to David Murray's most recent recording with the Goka Masters. This is Chosen by You, featuring Taj Mahal. I just thought we could go with the title track of the album that he put out in 2009 called The Devil Tried to Kill Me.
The devil tried to kill me. The surgeon took him out. When I woke up in recovery, I want to jump out the bed and shout. The orange juice was like champagne. I wouldn't need a cane. Voices sounded sweeter than they ever had before. The nurse looked like an angel. I want to kiss his every pore. You did real great, he said. I was in a woozy state. The devil tried to kill me, but I made my escape. By the skin of my teeth, I had made my escape. By the skin of my teeth, I have made my escape. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. By the skin of my teeth, I have made my escape. By the skin of my teeth, I have made my escape. By the skin of my teeth,
we just listened to David Murray performing with some folkloric percussionists from Guadeloupe, known as the Guoka Masters, featuring Taj Mahal, a record he put out in 2009 called The Devil Tried to Kill Me. Yves Renard joins us on the checkout from the Soleil St. Lucia Summer Festival. So that was really interesting. Do you even know what style or tradition of drumming that they're playing in?
The Guoka is specifically from Guadeloupe. It's the name, Guoka is the name of the instrument, which is actually a large sort of cylindrical drum, but it's also the generic name to the traditional music, which has several beats in it. And so,
in this drum that was, I guess, reinvented, because it must have had an original origin in Africa somewhere, but this specific guoka drum was more or less fashioned in Guadeloupe?
Yes, it was fashioned in Guadeloupe, and of course there is a very significant history to drums, because of course during slavery, the slaves were not allowed to play the drum, right? So the drum had to be hidden, and of course the drum has a very strong political and social image to it. So the guoka has been there for a long time and would have been sort of maintained by the runaway slaves towards the end of the slavery period, and then became the symbol of identity for Guadeloupe. In Martinique, it's called belè. Here in Saint Lucia, it's also belè, the rhythm called kutumba. It's a very rich, and that's why I could not answer your earlier questions about the number of rhythms, because that particular tradition is from one small village in Saint Lucia. So it's actually a village of people who arrived in Saint Lucia sort of a few months or years after emancipation, after the end of slavery. And so where there is a very, very strong African tradition, and actually still with songs that are understandable, the lyrics, by people from Nigeria.
I understand the enslaved Africans actually led a successful revolt against the colonizers here on St. Lucia and were able to hide in the mountains here that served as protection for them. Is that true? And when did that happen?
It's true, and it happened in all the islands, I would say, except not at all or very little in Barbados, because Barbados was completely occupied. But yes, as long as there were forests, as long as there was opportunity to escape the horrors of the slave plantation, people would go. They were called Maroons. So the main revolt in St. Lucia, I cannot give you the date. It's interesting because actually it was a woman who was leading the main fight, but there would be resistance. And then in some of the islands, you have something interesting where actually there was a blend between the runaway slaves and the remainders of the Amerindian population that was there before. And that's particularly on the island of St. Vincent. And that's what actually gave the Garifuna culture. And that brings us back to music, because that's Aurelio Martinez and all this Garifuna, you know, this music from Belize and Honduras. But that actually comes from St. Vincent, and that comes from that same history of people escaping the slave and the plantation system.
Here at the St. Lucia Soleil Summer Festival, and he's giving us a soundtrack to the music that you would sometimes hear on this island, especially at the festival that he programs. And we're going to go next with a band that is just called Jazz Jamaica.
No, no, no.
You chose a tune that's quite a popular monster hit from 1994.
Yes, and Jazz Jamaica is because, first, I think there's a little bit of a message here, because there is so much exciting music happening at this moment in the UK, in the United Kingdom, and much of that music is led by people with Caribbean roots. including people with St. Lucian roots, and we had Dennis Baptiste at the festival here. For people who know a bit of the music and the jazz scene in London, it's interesting because it all comes back to really one individual whose name is Gary Cosby, who is incredibly respected by all the musicians who created a movement called the Jazz Warriors. So that gives you a message, right? And all this sort of new stuff comes from the Jazz Warriors. So he's mainly a jazz composer and he plays the bass. He has had for a long time more sort of fun project called Jazz Jamaica. They performed here in St. Lucia a few years ago, and this year we had several of the alumni, if you want, of that band performing at the festival.
Here at the St. Lucia Soleil Summer Festival here on the checkout from WBGO. I'm Simon Rentner here on the beach of Pigeon Island, which is not really an island, but the home base of where the main grand event is taking place. Headlining it this year is the premier performance of R plus R equals now, R&R is now. How do you even call this band? Do you even know how to refer to this band yet?
I mean, first, the message that is in R plus R, reflect and respond now, is a good message. So, and we can trust Robert Glasper to give us things like this. I don't know, when I had to write a press release on it, I started with the words super group, because it's really that. It's going to be interesting this year, because this band is going to tour, check the list of places. I mean, it's touring all over Europe and North America in the next 3 months, so I think it will make a bit of history. So we're pretty proud that they're starting here in St. Lucia, yes.
Joins us on the checkout from the Soleil St. Lucia Summer Festival. Take us to who is, I guess, known by the community here as the godfather of jazz of St. Lucia. That would be Luther Francois. What is the album?
Okay, the album is called Mont du Don. That was the family home for. And okay, a little bit more about St. Lucia is that actually Luther Francois, you know, people don't become geniuses always by accident. So he comes from a family of, you know, very cultured, very interesting people. You know, his parents would listen to all kinds of music. So he was brought into a home that really had music and books and discussions. And that home was in a place called Mont Dudon, just outside, or in Castries, I mean, you know, just on the outskirts of the center of the city. So he named, but I think that album is important because he brought in a number of the Caribbean musicians who, the jazz music, sort of the pioneers of that, and some of them are no longer here. So I think it's a, that's why it's a bit, for people who've been following Caribbean and Creole jazz, it's a very important album. It's called Mont Dudon.
And what does that mean?
Okay, Mont Dudon. Dudon would, so Mont in Creole is a hill. So every hill on the island is called Mont something. And a lot of the name, the place names in St. Lucia come from people. You know, some, so there may have been a Dudon, somebody who lived there, and it became the Mont Dudon, you know, so, yeah.
So, a healer of some kind.
Yes.
And we'll listen to the title track. And this is his Caribbean Jazz Workshop. I guess he's channeling Mingus here, too, a little bit. Luther Francois, the St. Lucian born, probably most famous jazz musician export from the island?
Yes, I mean, there are really two sort of exported, you know, there are several others, but really two, you know, there is himself and there is Ronald Boo Hinkson, and, you know, and they are different, but I would say yes, and Boo Hinkson will tell you the godfather is Luther Francois, yes.
And we're wrapping it up with the final recordings that you've selected for us. What is this next band?
The next band is actually one that was at this venue where we are seated now, which is the Pigeon Island National Landmark in St. Lucia. That band is a band from Martinique called Malavoie. And Malavoie has been very important in Caribbean jazz because they do a music that is very traditional, that is, you know, really anchored in the folk music of Martinique, but in a very jazzy form. And they introduced, in a big way, the strings, a quartet of strings. So you have sort of a different flavor to the music, and I think it's something that is clearly associated with Martinique. And Martinique has been very important for the development of Caribbean jazz because Luther Francois is based there, but they've been, you know, Marius Coulthier, they've been
Chassal.
Yes, exactly. And there are lots of young people from Martinique and Guadeloupe now.
Malika Tirolien from Bocante.
Exactly. So Malika Tirolien is from Guadeloupe, specifically from the island of Marie-Galante, actually. So, and then there is Sonny Troupé and there is Arnaud Dolmen, and this effervescence of Caribbean jazz happening from the quote-unquote French islands, Guadeloupe and Martinique, that we can't ignore, so Malavoie will be a good taste.
And they're more of like a classical representation too, right? They were around since 1972.
Exactly. So the fact that they've been around for a long time, you know, it's more than a band, if you want. It's an institution because of the way they work and because of what they've created.
it was an eye-opener for me to come to a place expecting to hear a lot of reggae and, you know, roots reggae, when there's all these other millions of rhythms and other traditions that jazz is drawing on from this region, and you're not quite sure, like, where is it coming from?
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming from here. And Caribbean cultures are very open. I mean, the definition of Creole is that because everything comes from elsewhere, sometimes painfully, of course, because these societies were based on violence and exploitation. But so these are societies that resist and accommodate, and so they would hear something and make something out of it. And so it's reflected in music and in the creativity and the openness, if you want, of musicians. And yeah, it's a nice place for music, for sure.
Yves Renard, thank you for giving us a little journey here on this island of St. Lucia and the sound that emits from its waves and borders.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Let's go out with Zara McFarlane's project. She appeared at this year's festival. She's re-exploring her Jamaican heritage on her recent Brownswood recording called Arise.
It has taken us a little while to allow the dust to settle down. Now you think it's resting peacefully. So I feel it's time to make my move. After all, there's nothing left to lose. Either way, I'll take my chances. You're moving slowly. So slow you think I'd never know. Departing, but I'm advancing so slow you'd never ever know till I show my perfect timing. Now you've lost, you want the best of three, but you wish you hadn't played me. What are we, allies or enemies? Watch and wait. You don't seem to know how much I hate. You're trying to wrap me round your finger. You may say that things are going well, but it's clear to me that you can't tell. So you can wait a little longer. That you choose, so I'll let you take first pick here. Since time heals all wounds, that's what they say, whoever they are. Come my turn, I'll take my time. Dear, you've lost, you want the best of three, but you wish you hadn't played me. What are we? Now you've lost, you want the best of three, but you wish you hadn't played me. What are we, allies or enemies? You wish you hadn't played me. What?